Rise and shine.
It's a new day. It's early breakfast with Africa Milani.
Liesl Fanavestes, and good morning to you.
Good morning, Africa. So it's Workout Wednesday, and I thought I'd bring in a tip because so many of us are working out from home.
Yeah.
And I want to remind everyone to please clean your home gym equipment. And then you're going to answer me and go, Liesl, but I train alone. There's no one else at my house.
No, but it's you must still clean it.
Those are the answers I've been getting from people. You have to keep it free of germs, bacteria, and grime. After every use, you need to wipe it down, and you need to at least clean it properly once a month. And just some tips on choosing those cleaning products. It should be disinfectant. It should be safe to breathe in, safe around kids, safe around pets, and not degrade on top of your material or degrade your material. So if your spinning bike or your cycling equipment. But I thought I'd get an expert, the massage therapist Dahlia Hurwitz from Wintergreen. They make a great hygiene spray that I've been throwing into my gym bag that I use whenever I go to the gym or whenever I train at home, just to clean and just to give us some advice on how to clean our own equipment.
As a sporty country, South Africans love to stay active and healthy. And in the past year, this has seen many of us buy gym equipment to use at home. To help keep this equipment clean, Wintergreen has developed a quick and easy to use antimicrobial hygiene spray. The spray can be used on all public surfaces, on gym equipment, yoga mats, sporting gear, running shoes, tog bags, and is even a lovely alternative to use on our hands, as it doesn't leave any sticky residue. The hygiene spray is both a sanitizer and a refresher. It has that important 70% alcohol base, but also lovely notes of cinnamon and geranium, which make it effective against germs as well as bad odors. Spray it over the targeted area before your workout, and then again once you're done, as it's quick and easy to dry. Or spray it into a towel and give the whole area a good wipe. Simple as that. To find out more about the hygiene spray, visit our website, greensport.com, or our Instagram page, wintergreensport.
That's just a quick tip from Dahlia Hurwitz, a massage therapist and in-house massage therapist from Team Wintergreen. And those are just valid tips for home equipment. What I've started doing whenever I go back to the gym is I clean my own equipment before and after use, even though they do have a team that does it in the gym. It's just respectful. It makes their job a little bit easier. And then I also leave my equipment in the space so that the team, the disinfectant team, can actually see what needs to be done. But I thought we'll talk about a few things because you forget certain things when it comes to cleaning, like your mat, your workout mat. You just need to wipe it down with a disinfectant cloth or a disinfectant spray before and after use, and remember to let it dry. That was me last week in my home gym working out, getting down onto the mat to do some push-ups, and I do knee push-ups still, and my knees were sopping wet from the hygiene spray that I'd left there. Then for your flooring, don't forget, if you are training at home, your flooring needs to be cleaned as well. So add a little bit of the disinfectant spray. I like to add tea tree into my floor cleaning product. I make my own mixture of a cup of vinegar and 10 drops of tea tree. Then I mix it a little bit with a natural cleaning solution. Be careful if you're mixing any products at home. And that's how I like to disinfect my floors at home that I'm working out on. And I even use tea tree in a sanitizing spray because it's so effective and so natural. And then to wipe down your equipment, very important, please, if you are using home equipment like a spinning bike, a running machine, any of your equipment, check the label of the sanitizing or the disinfectant spray to make sure that it's nothing in there that's going to damage your equipment or get into the most advanced spinning bikes and running machines have a lot of technology. Don't spray it directly onto the screen. Rather use it onto a cloth and then wipe it down. Don't spray it directly on there. So if you are at home, if you are training, remember to clean your home equipment. Remember to do it regularly, even if you're not sharing equipment. And make a note of how to clean your different things, like your resistance band. You can quickly wash that in the shower with you. Your foam roller, submerge it in water and clean. And just wipe down your surface regularly.
And I suppose the regularity of you using those equipment at home will determine how often you clean them.
Absolutely.
In terms of deep clean, right?
Yes.
I'm absolutely with you. Clean it before you use it, clean it after you use it. But as you said, at least once a month, you must like proper clean those things.
Because remember, you're sweating, you're working out on there, and it really starts to get grimy and dirty. And the longer you leave it, the more it just gets grimy, the harder it is to clean. So rather make a job of it and do it once a month. It'll be a quick job. Do it regularly, as we mentioned before and after each use. And it also makes it last much longer as well, because we've invested during lockdown on all this home equipment, and now you don't want to, after a year of using it, the handles are coming off or the rubber is coming off. So make sure that it lasts and make sure that you maintain it properly.
Cape Town has a number of outside gyms which are popular, very, very popular, particularly the one in Sea Point where you have the ocean to your left and the mountain to your right. It would be important to bring a product of this nature with you, right? Just like you bring a cleaning object to the gym at Virgin Active, Planet Fitness, whatever it may be, remember, just because you're outside doesn't mean you're any more safer, right, from any particular lurgies or potential bugs.
And it seems like the outside training, people who are training outside, more and more people are training at the outdoor gym. Mm. And I'm not seeing anyone disinfect. I'm not seeing anyone wipe down the equipment. So bring a paper towel, bring a disinfectant spray. If you're working out with a friend at their house or at a safe space or at an outdoor park, even if you're using a bench, an outdoor bench or poles or anything to work out on, even if it's not a home gym, just spray it down for sanitizing purposes and spray it down again afterwards.
Fantastic. Wonderful ideas. What are we doing tomorrow?
So it's Try It Out Tuesday. I'm tested out I went on a 3-day cycle event 2 months ago, and I've tested out a hydration pack for cyclists and runners and everyday outdoor enthusiasts. So we'll talk about that tomorrow.
Can't wait. Liesl, thank you very much. She's back with us tomorrow morning at about 22:05.